Roman god. Friday, Fridden, a Greek goddess. Saturday, Saturn, a Roman god. All the days of the week are named after Roman, Greek, and German gods and goddesses. All right, let's go now. The words religion and Christian, the word religion and the word Christian do not appear anywhere within the teaching of Yeshua. Read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, which carry his life, and you will not see the word Christian, and you will not see the word religion in those four books, so-called the Gospels. They don't appear. The word Christian only appears in the New Testament three times. Acts chapter 11 and verse 26, Acts chapter 26 and verse 28, and 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 16. That's where you'll find the words Christian, but they were not spoken by Yeshua. They were spoken by, so supposedly, spoken by Peter and Paul. They were not spoken by the Creator. You cannot find anywhere in the New Testament the words, thus saith the Lord God, and the word of the Lord God, of the Lord of hosts came unto me, saying. All you see in the New Testament, the gospel according to St. Matthew, the gospel according to St. Luke, the gospel according to St. Mark, the gospel according to St. John. Then you got Paul's 14 epistles. The epistles of Paul to the Ephesians. The epistles of Paul to the Romans. And on and on and on. All that stuff is man-made. It's not ordained by the Creator. Now, I want to take the time to tell you the story of the rich man and Lazarus, but I may not have time. Yeshua said in John 9:5, listen to this, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. In John 5:14, he says, ye are the light of the world, talking to his disciples and the rest of his followers. Ye are the light of the world. But in the Hebrew scriptures, Genesis to Malachi, the Almighty God said, I am the Lord. That they've made Jesus the Lord Jesus Christ. They have taken the Almighty Creator's name and given it to Jesus and made him God. That's what they did in the New Testament and during the days of the Nicene Council in 325 A.D. I am the Lord, the Creator says. That is my name. In other words, Lord is the English word for Yahweh. Yahweh is the Hebrew word for Lord. And Elohim is the Hebrew word for God. But Lord is the Creator's name. The English equivalent is Lord. The Hebrew is Yahweh. The Creator said, I am the Lord. That is my name. And my glory will I not give to another. You can read that in Isaiah 42:8. Also read Isaiah 43, verses 10 and 11, where the Creator says that he has no equal. There is no one equal to him. Who is the Savior of the world? Mm-hmm. The people say that Yeshua is, but he's not. He's not the Savior of the world. If anybody shows me where he said he was, you get $1,000 in the mail. I have 12 scriptures here where the Almighty Creator himself said that he is the Savior of the world. Let me read a couple of them to you.
Please do.
Isaiah 43, verses 3, 10, and 11. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant, he's calling Israel his servant, whom I have chosen. The people of Israel are the servants of God, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be any after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Oh, we can go into Isaiah 45, verses 15 and 21. Verily, thou art a God that hidest thyself, O God of Israel, the Savior. And there is no God else beside me, a just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. And lastly, these are the only three that I will read right now. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth. Mm-hmm. For I am God and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, that unto me, the Almighty Creator, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. So we have been greatly deceived once again by the false doctrine of Christianity.
Elder, let me ask you. So yeah. When we look at that, and when we look at our present status at this point, and then many houses of faith that continue with the misrepresentation, as you point out, what do you propose, or how do we counter that? What is the possibility?
The only way to counter it is through the scriptures and through the teaching that I'm doing today. It's more than I can say in less than an hour's time.
Yes,
this is an ongoing message. I need to come to Buffalo, and you rent a 2,000-seat hall, and I'll tell the story for 5 hours if I have to. Unafraid.
Yeah, I hear you.
Unafraid. The only way to counter that is through teaching. The truth has been crushed to the earth, but it's rising. I belong to a congregation that is 118, it will be next month in November, 118 years old.
Wow. Yeah.
And we have congregations, the closest congregation to Buffalo is presently Rochester. I was the elder in charge in Rochester for 5 years. I was on the radio when I was up there from 1993 to 1998. I was the elder in charge of our congregation in Rochester.
Wow, that's...
It's more than we can tell
in
this less than 1 hour presentation today.
You're right.
The only way to counter the lies is through teaching.
And
through biblical history as well.
You're absolutely right. Can you mention that the website and the contact information?
Yes. I have a website, but I would tell people, do not order books from my website. Order it directly from me, because the website, Amazon.com gets 80% of the money, and I get the peanuts.
Right.
So I'm going to give out my address where you can send directly to me. It's Moses Farrar. And I hope you'll spell my name correctly, because once you send me an email, it's got to be spelled exactly correct. Mm-hmm. Moses, M-O-S-E-S, Farrar.com. That's my website, MosesFarrar.com. And you will see all 10, or you'll see 9 of my books listed. My 10th book, I have not put on the website as yet. I am the author of 10 paperback books. They're not thick books. 200 and 300 pages. My thickest book is only 152 pages.
Indeed.
And everything else is less than that. Nine of my 10 books are listed on my website, Moses Farrar, F-A-R-R-A-R, MosesFarrar.com, my website. My email address is MosesFarrar76@yahoo.com. If you email me, I will send you a flyer listing all of my books and the prices and the address that you can send to get the books.
Indeed. And while I mention, I want to talk about Hint Magazine, which is another way here locally they can follow up. And if I'm going to ask Brother Tyrone if you can give that website, that contact.
Oh, most definitely.
What is that contact again?
He's getting ready to give the Hebrew Israelite Nation.
Oh, the congregation there in Rochester.
In Buffalo, we had the magazine out.
Hint
Oh, yes, Hint Magazine. Yes.
That is hint-magazine.com. And there you will also find a library where you can see the books that we have for Elder Farrar that we have present on our website, and also our premier edition or issue of Hint Magazine. Hint stands for Hebrew Israelite Nation Times, and that premier issue...
Is that Brother Tyrone?
Yes, it is.
Elder.
Okay, I can't hear him, but it's okay. He's speaking to you and the listening audience. That's okay.
But that is... The premier issue is called The Quest for Identity, Bringing Back the Ancient of Days.
Yes, that's what we're about.
And that's what we're about. And so that is available also at hint-magazine.com. You'll see all the information, and you can also go to magcloud.com to purchase the magazine.
And there's also a couple of articles in there by me.
Yes, there are.
Yeah.
Excerpts from my book.
Yes.
Indeed.
I'm
going to let you finish us out, but what we got a break to do, and we got a caller on. Are we going to take the call first? We're going to go to the break first. We'll come right back, take the caller, and then you can take us on out the rest of the way.
Thank you, Elder.
Great music and great talk at one spot. The New Mix, 1080 AM WUFO.
Hey, Naturally Says, I see you talking about As I Am, those fabulous products for natural textured hair with nourishing ingredients like shea butter and coconut oil. Look at you, your honey just...